Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is a Thursday, and it's June 6th, and we're getting ready toward the weekend. You know, it's today was D-Day. Do you know what D-Day was? It was World War II when they saved. If this didn't happen, today would probably be Nazi world out there.
Oh, yeah,
this was
yeah,
like
yeah,
the battle.
Yeah.
This was the battle that changed everything,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
so,
it's a big day.
D-Day.
Yeah. It's like my name.
Yeah.
D-Day.
That's true. It is.
All my friends call me D.
Oh, they do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
D. Danielle Danny D.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't shorten it anymore.
No,
then,
right? No.
That's pretty much it.
Definitely cannot.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. We don't have guests the rest of this week, but we will have a lot of them next week and the week after. So sometimes it just happens that way.
Yeah,
you
who
get
cares?
A dry spell.
Yeah.
Well, I do. I like people here. You know,
yeah,
it's
fun. Yeah, no, it's always fun to have a guest, and it makes it seem like the show is 10 minutes when there's a guest here, if the guest is popping.
Because it's like a party or something, yeah, yeah.
Nothing worse than a non-popping guest. I'm a snooze fest
I know.
While smiling
well,
in
we
their
haven't
face.
Had that many, you know. I mean, you got to admit, with all the guests we've had, most of them have been extremely exciting. And, yeah, that's the biggest part of the show that I love is meeting new people, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't used to be like that before the show and the station, you know? I mean, I still liked people and stuff, but I wasn't meeting that many, you know?
Right.
And now it's like I don't even remember their names the next day. I just look at the picture. I'm like, who was that? You know, I mean, I remember
right. They
were on the show, but what was their name?
Right.
That's why I got to post the pictures on the same day or I forget, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens there.
Jeez.
I know. I can't mix up the pictures. Then it'd be really embarrassing, you
mm-hmm.
know? Like call one the name of the other.
Right. That'd be pretty bad.
That would be pretty bad. Okay. Well, did you work last night?
I did.
And any news from there? Nothing new?
No.
Okay.
Same old work. I left at 9:30, so.
Uh-huh.
So
that was early.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I had a rough night, though.
You
see my face? Doesn't
it
look really puffy to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I woke up this morning. I'm like, "What? Who the fuck is that? Who is that?
Who is that there in the mirror looking at me?"
Yeah, I look puffy and like swollen for some reason this morning.
So for some reason? I mean, why did you have a rough night?
I don't know.
Oh.
I just tossed and turned. I had a headache.
Really?
Yeah.
So you didn't sleep very well.
No, but I wasn't feeling 110%. Like I had some ramen noodles. Before I went to bed because my stomach hurt. And then I went to bed at like 11. And then I woke back up at 2. And then I didn't fall back asleep till 4.
Yeah.
And now.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem going back to sleep at all.
Oh my God. It's the going back to sleep sometimes if I have to like tinkle or something. I can fall right back asleep. I won't even open my eyes. I keep them shut when I watch.
I know.
You notice that?
I know.
Like, even when I'm on the toilet, even when I grab the toilet paper, my eyes are closed.
Yeah.
I'm like, nope, not opening them. I'm walking blindly back to the bed.
With me, it's like the only light that I have is really bright, so I have to put a hand over my eyes while they're closed just to kind of go to the bathroom, you know?
Right.
Because it's so bright.
You have to put the light on?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Why?
I got those Bath & Body Works wall scents, and I got the ones that were night lights.
Yeah.
So I have one in my bathroom and one in my bedroom, so I've got like a little bit of light when
No, I do have a little bit, but not enough, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can walk pretty much in pitch black as long as I got like a little dim light.
Yeah,
I'm
no, I can walk too, but we have to aim, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's very right. Yeah.
So we have to look.
Yeah, it's very true.
Do you know that some guys actually pee when they sit down?
Yeah, I think it's fucking weird.
Isn't that weird?
They tuck their dick in between their thighs and piss backwards, basically.
I know. That's fucking weird, right?
Trash.
But maybe that's how their mom taught them. I don't know.
First of all, no.
Why would they do that?
That's really weird.
Don't you think you would go the way that you learned when you were a baby, how to pee?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. They probably put the, because a boy usually would probably sit on their thing and pee first before they ever stand up and pee.
Right.
You know, so maybe that's, they're just stuck there or something. Ugh. They never stood up to pee since then.
I can't.
That's weird, man. That's very weird. But, you know, talking about that area of the body, do you know who Marsha Cross is? She was like on Housewives.
I don't watch that show.
Not the Housewives of, but Desperate Housewives. Do you remember that one?
I remember that show, but I didn't watch it.
I know. I didn't either.
I was actually really young when that came out. My parents wouldn't let me watch that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it was just like over for me at that point.
Yeah. So she was one of the stars there. And apparently she says she has anal cancer. And it's apparently linked to her husband's throat cancer. And this is from HPV, which you only get through sex.
So, wait, I'm so confused.
Okay, she has anal cancer now.
So he was eating HPV, her ass?
Probably.
Oh, my God.
How else could it be?
I'm shook.
Unless maybe it doesn't have to happen at the point of contact. You know what I'm saying? I mean, why not, like, if they had sex vaginally, and couldn't he get it like in his throat somehow? I mean, it doesn't mean it has to send it right there, though, right?
Yeah, but that's like, to get to the point, you can have HPV and not have cancer.
No, I know.
So how did it?
But they're saying that it can cause cancer in the genitals and things like that, you know?
Yeah, but how long did they make that wait? Because usually when you get your yearly pap, they could be able to tell you if you have HPV.
Yeah, well, her husband actually died from, I guess, right?
I don't know who she is, so I don't know anything about her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. He's not dead. I don't know why I thought so. But so apparently, yeah, he has a throat cancer. HPV, it can cause cancers in genital warts, while for others it may go away on its own, you know?
Yeah, it's different for everybody.
But you see, it is.
I'm a little confused because I know that HPV is contagious.
Right.
But I don't think it works like that. Like, I don't think he ate her ass and gave her cancer.
No, I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. It spreads, you know? So you can have vaginal, oral, or anal and get it somewhere in your body. I don't think it would be at point of contact.
Anytime I talk about STDs, I just never even want to think about sex.
Right.
I'm like, there's just too many fucking... Why can't we just have one thing on this planet
that is
sex, where we don't have to worry about repercussions, but then everybody be out here wilding.
Well, I know. It didn't used to be like
that.
It's
fucking weird that you could sleep with someone and they give you an STD.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know.
Like,
I know.
I would kill a motherfucker.
I know.
Like, even to have that conversation, like, hey, I just went to the doctor and you gave me this.
Right.
And then usually the guy's probably like, no, I didn't. You probably gave it to me.
Right.
No, actually, I didn't.
Right. And that brings up the question, how did they get this if they were married, right?
No, you can have HPV. You could sometimes be born with it. Sometimes it's not sexually transmitted.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
But it would manifest itself to you 50 years later.
That's why it's like one of the most dangerous things. HPV is in one in every three people.
Really?
Yeah. That's why they got that vaccination now that they're trying to give kids so they don't get it.
Really?
But you don't have to get HPV through sex.
That's what they're saying, though.
No. Mm-mm. That's why when you get a woman gets her yearly pap smear, they check for that, because you could just have irregular cells and it could be HPV. Doesn't mean you have an STD, though.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm. Like HIV and AIDS.
No, that's an STD. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying that, like, you're saying there's a difference between the two, right?
Yeah, completely.
Okay, like, you can have it,
yeah,
but you can have the virus, but you don't have the disease, right?
Well,
is that what you say?
Genital warts is different from HPV. You know that, right?
No, but they're saying it can cause genital warts.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, but that's if you go untreated.
Right.
It's a virus, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Exactly.
So you have the virus, but you don't have the disease. That's
exactly.
What you're,
if you don't treat it, that's why people should get checked up every six months to a year.
Right.
Because HPV, there's like no symptoms. None whatsoever. You just have to check your vagina on a regular basis.
Jeez, man. Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, people keep it in your pants then. What can I say, you know?
Or use protection. But then it's like sucks because like somebody could eat your ass or eat your pussy. It's like, oh my God. Can we do anything without any fucking issues?
Yeah, like consequences.
Yeah. Like, damn. Sucks.
Well, you can. I mean, if you stay married and or exclusively in one relationship.
Right.
And you both start off clean, there won't be a problem. That's why... I think that's one of the reasons why society promotes monogamy, you know?
Right.
So we don't spread all this shit.
Yeah.
And also not have kids without families,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
It works, but, you know, sometimes people just... I mean, disease has always been there, but now we have better ways to avoid it or prevent whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You can don't go and sleep with so many people and then wonder why you have STD.
Thank you. Hey, when they're like shook in the doctor, like, what do you mean I have this? I don't know. Maybe because you slept with 10 people in the last month.
Yeah, yeah.
Unprotected.
Exactly. And then you complain.
Oh, man.
I know, man.
I kissed somebody last night.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
I kissed a boy and I liked it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just any boy?
Not
or
really.
Someone you know?
I don't really know him.
You don't know him?
Not really, no.
So just a stranger?
Kind of.
Okay.
I mean, like, I have his number.
Right. And you don't mind getting, like, HPV and shit like that,
you
right?
You can't get HPV through your mouth.
Really?
No.
They're saying orally.
On your vagina, bro. Like, if a dude eats you out and you have HPV virus, maybe, but you can't get it from kissing.
How do you know that?
Because you can't. Google it. You sound like an idiot.
Why? It's body fluids.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to you. That's like saying I get HIV from kissing. You can't.
Okay.
No one would go to public gyms because who knows what STDs are at the gym. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Google it.
Okay. It just says you can have it by having vaginal, anal, or oral sex with someone who has the virus. Anyone who's sexually active can get HPV. Okay. So let's see if kissing. Can you get can you get HPV from kissing? Okay. Here, look, the question is also already here. Yeah, they're saying, some people are saying it can be spread through engaging in open mouth kissing.
Ew. Okay, yeah. So now we can't even kiss motherfuckers.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, it's bodily fluids. That's how you pass it. Come on. Jeez.
Oh my God.
Well, let's
like
not think about it.
You can't fucking do anything.
Who goes and kisses a stranger in the middle of the street or wherever the fuck you were? What the fuck are you talking about?
We've been texting.
But you've been behaving a little irresponsibly.
Erratically. Right? I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me.
I know. What are you like, you know? But listen, don't think it like it's a funny thing because...
I mean, I really haven't been acting that bad.
If you do get something, you're gone, man.
I know, and I get that. I mean, last time I had sex, I used a condom. I did not use a condom. He didn't want to use a condom. And I said, no, sir. You better put that condom on.
Yeah.
And he did.
No glove, no love, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wasn't really, I was irrational, but I was safe at least. And now I didn't realize kissing is going to be the doom of all of us. So it's like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Find a monogamous relationship.
No one's monogamous, Sam.
And be with one guy, can't you?
I would love to be with one guy.
Okay, so don't.
But that one guy probably ain't gonna be with me, though. Unfortunately.
Well, maybe because you're behaving this way. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe you're projecting that.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they're thinking you just want like one night stands and stuff.
Maybe
you know?
So, but I don't.
I know,
usually, men think that if they look at my Instagram and then we hang out and it's like. They realize that I don't, and they're like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be as easy as I thought it was going to be. No, it's not.
Yeah.
So.
Well, fuck it. You know, I mean, I got two people ghosting me in the past couple days.
Oh, no.
Fucking ghosting the shit out of me. I'm, like, really irritated.
What happened?
I don't know. They just fucking disappeared, man.
Both of them?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's only been a day or two, but still. I mean, you don't text or anything all day. You put off seeing each other for over a week. Come on.
Well, maybe they're busy.
Yeah, well, so am I, but don't you think... So that's a bad sign of the what the relationship will be like then, if they don't contact you because they're busy. How busy do you have to be to ride high?
And I agree. And I agree.
Right?
I agree.
So that's what I'm saying. So there's no effort there?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't see any burning desire for you to fucking be in touch, so I'm not calling. I'm not texting.
Right.
Fuck it, you know? Mm-hmm. What is it? You know, you got to get the hint and move on, you know? And maybe I'm jumping the gun, and I think with one of them, it's probably going to be like, oh, no, it just, you know, I didn't want to cut off, blah, blah, blah. But
I wouldn't even say anything.
No, I'm not.
Don't say shit.
No, but if they do call or something.
Yeah, if they do call, hang out with them.
Yeah.
It's on woman's time, really.
Yeah.
And now I've been learning that it's all about games.
Yeah.
Like, it's guys like a challenge. Like, this guy that I kissed last night.
Right.
He's a ball player. Like, he's in the NBA. And
Those are games challenges, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need that. I don't need the fuck challenge. If you're going to play games with me, fuck you.
I feel the same way, but we're both single. So maybe it's time we start playing these games with
maybe
these motherfuckers.
We're not doing it right. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it hasn't been working out for us, Sam. We should start playing.
Maybe our expectations are too high of people. You
know? It's like, okay, it's not really working out for us, either one of us.
I know, but I don't know. I mean, to me, it's like if you go out and you like each other, then you try to see each other again as soon as possible.
I feel like if I like a guy, I want to see him like ASAP.
Right.
ASAP. But then all my friends are like, you need to play it cool.
Yeah.
You don't act like you don't want to see him ASAP. I'm like, well, this is fucking stupid.
Right, right.
But it hasn't worked for me.
Yeah.
So clearly playing a little bit of a game and acting like, oh, yeah, the night was whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I know, you know, and the thing is, the one I haven't even met yet, and she's been putting me off for 2 weeks, and then she canceled the other night at the last minute.
Is this the one that you reconnected with?
No.
Oh.
I didn't reconnect with anybody.
Yeah, I thought you would, like, talk to someone back in the day, and then you
No, it was just, like, a couple weeks, but we didn't really connect that time.
Oh, okay.
We're still on the app.
Okay.
Yeah. So this.
But you were supposed to meet up with her, no?
Yeah. This time we talked, a couple hours before that, I'm like, because I said I might not be able to finish on time here, so I don't know what time, or maybe we should leave it for another time. So half an hour later, I said, you know what? I'm done then. Because she said, well, then we're going to have to wait till next week.
You shouldn't have said shit. That's on you. I would be completely turned off by that as well.
Why?
If I had
but
plans
I told
with
her
some,
in advance,
it
though.
Doesn't matter. And then you switched up and
no,
said...
No, she said, no, listen. She said it doesn't matter, even if it's at 8:30, we can meet.
Okay, so then
but
you shouldn't have said anything.
Why? But I was like, I thought I would be there at 9. I had to tell her, you know, because of work. It's work.
That's why, like, at 8:15, you say, hey, I'm running a few minutes behind. But you don't say, hey, let's move it to another day.
No, to tomorrow.
No.
No?
No, yeah, you got that ex. Don't do that again. Don't do that again.
So then is that what she said?
That probably affected the whole mood for the rest of the day. And she probably was planning on seeing you, like, already getting ready at that point.
No.
Yeah.
No, 3 hours before.
Yeah, probably already getting ready.
No,
she said, is that the first time you guys were going to hang out?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was already getting ready.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No,
first time I hang out with a guy, I try the hardest.
It didn't sound like she was really making an effort. I don't know.
How is she not making an effort? She said, I don't even care if it's 8:30. I want to see you.
Okay, so let's say I said no, and then I said, okay, well, actually, I can get away.
You already killed the mood.
Why?
Because you were like, eh.
Oh, that's a game then.
No, it's
come
not.
Yeah.
That's how, if a man said that to me, I would have been like, I'm all set.
So you're saying it was me who
killed it.
Changed the plans?
Yeah, it wasn't
and not her.
Yeah. Yeah, that was all.
But
you.
I was willing to see her.
It doesn't matter.
I made an effort.
After it sounded like you didn't want to.
No, it didn't sound like
but
I didn't
that's
want
probably
to.
How she took it.
Well, but I told her in advance that it's going to be work, and I don't know exactly when I'll get out, but it's going to be kind of late. All she said is, okay, that's fine. I'll see you.
That's it. You should have left it at that and said, I'll text you when I'm about to leave.
Fuck, man.
Yeah. Come on. You need to start texting me and ask me these questions.
Yeah. So you're saying I should have waited until 8:30 or 9?
You got out on time.
I'm only getting out
you don't
now.
Tell someone 3 hours in advance you might leave work late. That sounds ridiculous.
No, I told her that the day before.
So you, wait, okay, so wait a second.
It was the day before that we talked, and
okay,
I said...
but you texted her the day of, right?
Right.
And you said, 3 hours before you were supposed to meet, I might not make it.
Right. And then at about 2 hours before, a little after that, I realized I don't have to stay.
Yeah. No.
No?
Yeah.
Okay,
no.
Fuck it then.
Yeah, I would let that one go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ruined it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, because imagine being a woman, right?
Right.
And you have plans with this man at like 8 p.m. Right. Okay? No, just let's put it in your shoes, okay? You have plans with this woman. She texts you 3 hours before you're supposed to meet. Hey, I might not make it. Can we switch it to another day?
I would
automatically think as a woman, oh, this dude doesn't even want to meet up with me.
No.
Yeah.
No, because
that's what she was thinking.
But why she put me off? I mean, I waited a week from last week, and she only has one day to fit me in. Then fuck it.
Maybe she really had a busy week.
So did I. But you got to make fucking time.
Okay,
maybe
yeah.
I had a busy day that day, you know?
But you already had plans with
but
her.
But you said we'd played by ear, and I thought I'm playing it by ear.
Yeah, but 3 hours before you're supposed to meet, it's just like it sounds like you're just not interested. If a guy to me 3 hours before...
Well, if you know me, you know that I'm fucking serious, you know? It's not like bullshit.
Yeah, but she don't know you.
Yeah, but we talked on the phone. I felt we had sort of like... So she can understand, you know. I mean, it happened with the other one. She was kind of understanding, and I was.
Right.
And we changed a couple plans. But, yeah, you know, but.
You know what you should do? You should do, like, a charm school.
Yeah. Well, I'm
like, get your
to
game back. Like, you're how right. Sam got his game back.
No, I need to be able to think of how women think more.
Yeah. Well, and have you seen the movie What Women Want?
No.
With
Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should probably watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you need, and I also think you get too much in your head.
Yeah, but listen, I made an appointment for a therapist.
Yeah, maybe you should talk about that in there too.
Of course.
But I don't think therapists really know how to give great dating advice. I think you should specifically go to like a dating therapist.
Really?
We should both go. We should do it and then like talk about each.
Like a dating
coach? Yeah, yeah.
We've had them here.
Yeah, but they don't fucking do shit in an hour.
Yeah.
I need to go weekly.
I mean, but we know some people. It's not like we have to go to a stranger.
I would love to do that for like a month.
Yeah?
Just to see like if they do help me. You know, because I have no game either. My shit's not working out.
Yeah.
You know? Nobody's hitting up my phone on a regular basis.
That's true. We don't have fucking game. Yeah, it's hard to admit, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely.
Maybe it's hard for me to look at that and say, you know, maybe you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. I can admit I do everything wrong, but I think it's like it's me.
But I also have expectations of how people should behave, and maybe that's not exactly accurate.
Yeah. And I think you hold on to like your expectation of who you think your perfect woman would be. But even listen to the girl from Australia that came in. She's like, once she threw that fucking list out the window.
Right.
It's like her dream man just popped up and now they've been together and she's pregnant with their second child.
Right,
it's like sometimes
you
just got to throw that shit out the window.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know. There's certain things you expect of a person because you're going to have to live with them for a long time if things work out.
I'm not even thinking in that sense. I just want like someone now.
I know.
I'm not even thinking about 5 years from
now. You're not
like,
thinking consequences though. I mean, what if you end up getting hurt from it?
I get hurt by... everybody, though. That's part of life. I'm going to get hurt by a lot of motherfuckers until I meet the right one.
Yeah, the right one is not going to hurt you.
Yeah, but I'm in the process of that, I'm for sure going to get hurt. That's just life. I can't guard myself from being hurt by people that don't know how great I am.
Yeah.
You know?
Huh. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying I should actually still hang on to the other one?
I think that you should
that's
wait
been really busy.
Yeah. Like
you're
I think
all busy.
Everybody's busy.
I don't want a busy person.
Honestly, if a guy that I really hit me up in the next 3 days to hang out with me, I don't have a fucking second to hang out with anybody.
Right, right.
I work, and
I know.
On
well,
top of that,
too,
I gotta
I
cook, I gotta
time.
Eat, I gotta film YouTube videos, I gotta focus on me. Hey, listen, I can see you on Saturday or Sunday. If those days don't work for him, okay, well, I guess I'm not seeing you then.
Yeah. So you're saying it's enough to see someone on the weekend?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. And weekends are fun.
No, I know. But what, like one time or two times?
In the beginning, I'd probably only want to see somebody once.
So once a week. So in a month, you'd see them four times.
Yeah, I think that's
so
good
that's
in the beginning.
So that's not monogamous, though. What kind
no
of
No one in the beginning
is
monogamous.
No, but let's say you're trying to make it.
I mean, I'll tell you this. When I was with John,
Right.
I needed to see him a minimum of 2 times a week.
Yeah.
And even at that, I felt like it wasn't enough. But right. It's because I really liked him and I like to be around him.
That's what I mean.
In the beginning, now, okay, like for instance, let's say I had this one night stand, but it wasn't a one night stand. I would be content seeing him once or twice a week.
Right.
In the beginning.
Right.
Other than that, I'd be like, mm.
And what if she said like the night before, okay, when will you be available tomorrow? Let's talk. And she never even contacted me.
She didn't respond to you?
No, she's the one. She's the one that said that.
And what did you respond?
Mine was, yeah, let's talk tomorrow. You know, I think that's what it was. I just told her I'm tired, and because she wanted to call it like 11 o'clock. And I was like,
oh, my God, Sam.
What?
Pick up the phone at 11 o'clock.
No, I couldn't talk anymore. Really?
Yeah. You know what it is? You're coming off completely uninterested to these females.
Really?
And nobody likes that, especially in the beginning. If because a woman wants to talk to you at 11 o'clock, pick up the fucking phone and talk to her at 11 o'clock.
But listen, that's not true because, listen, I already told her I can't wait to see you again and I had a great time. But all I'm trying to tell you is since Saturday, we haven't talked about the date yet.
I don't think you need to talk about the date. I don't talk about dates after I have them.
Why? Like how? Why? If you're interested in the person, you tell them what you liked about them. You know.
Oh my God! No!
No!
What the fuck? No, Sam. If you like the date and you enjoy together company, you're gonna see them again. You don't need to fucking talk about it.
Why? I want to talk about how I liked her. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, compliment her. But you don't need to say, hey, on our date, I really liked how you did this or you said that. That's weird. Don't do that.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Don't do that.
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay, well, yeah, compliment her for sure. When you see her, be like, oh.
I just wanted to talk after we met. That's it. And we only texted.
And you'll talk on the second date.
Okay, which is a week later.
Yeah, who cares? Once a week is great.
Well, not if I want to be monogamous.
It's the very beginning. You don't even know what you want from her yet. Think about what you're saying.
Yeah.
You tell me all the time I'm crazy, Sam. You're crazy too.
Really?
Yes.
Shows you I haven't been dating in fucking years.
You tell me all the time I expect too much. So are you. You can't expect to be monogamous with someone after one date. That is not how life works.
Right.
You got to go on like six dates first.
Okay. So what you're saying in the beginning, I should actually... feel free to go out with a few women.
Yes, because you don't know who you like.
Yeah, until you start.
Exactly.
Until it's at a point where you go to bed with them.
No, and even at that. No, I'll be kissing motherfuckers and after I kiss them, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, ugh, I'm not kissing that for the rest of my life.
Right.
No, fuck it. Oh, you could tell a lot from a kiss.
Yeah.
If a man doesn't know how to kiss you, he don't know how to eat pussy, and... Like, if you kiss someone and his saliva is, like, on your nose and on your cheeks, he...
I know, like, the tongue is probably all over the place.
Exactly.
Down your throat.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, no.
You gotta have feeling in it when you kiss.
I think kisses should be passionate.
Yeah.
Especially if they're, like, the first kisses. Oh, my God. Or even if you're not trying to date them, if you're trying to just have sex with them, the kisses should just still be passionate.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it'll determine, do I even want to sleep with this guy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're right. The first time is awesome, huh?
Yeah, first kiss.
Yeah.
And the kiss should feel like the first time every time you kiss them, especially if you're only seeing them once a week.
Right.
And that way, every time you see them for that one day a week, it's like, I can't wait to fucking see this man tonight.
And kiss them.
Yeah.
And taste them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so you see, I'm just trying to rush.
Now I'm scared. Now I'm scared to fucking kiss. Now I'm going to be stressed the fuck out. Now I'm going to be thinking, oh, I kissed this guy last night. I got to go get an STD check. What the hell? Sucks. But the kiss last night was great, but I initiated it. I'm like on some boss shit lately, Sam.
Yeah,
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you better be with guys that actually like to be dominated.
He was nervous.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. So we were like sneaking around.
Yeah.
So no one would see us because it was fun for me.
Really?
You know?
And how did you just meet? I mean, how long after? Yeah. How did you meet first? How did you try?
He's always talking? Comes to my job.
Oh, so you met there?
Yeah, he's always like, I remember he came in one night and he was like, you're new, huh? And I was like, a couple months.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're absolutely stunning. And I was like, thanks. And I walked away because I'm just like not into athletes.
Right.
I just don't trust them. I think all of them are cheaters.
Right.
Oh, he's good looking. He's very good looking. But I don't care. You know, right. I was like, thanks. And I walked away. But he's been in like once a week. I've even seen him there with women, you know. And finally, on Sunday, we exchanged numbers and we've been talking. So.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's not like I mean, he's a stranger. I don't know him.
Right.
Like, I can't sit here and say I know him.
Right.
But
So you got together where? At his house?
No.
In the street?
No. I've never been to his house.
Okay. In the car? What?
No.
I'm trying to picture this. What can I say, you know? Okay, I let my imagination run wild.
What did I do last night?
I don't know. You worked.
Mm.
Okay. All right. So, whatever. I'm not going to get you in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't.
Whatever I'm thinking, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Yeah, but no, I texted him and I was like, can I see you for a second? And he was like, yeah. So we like met and he's like, you look really beautiful. I'm like, as any guy should say to a girl, you know? And I said, give me a kiss.
Really?
Yeah. I just said, give me a kiss.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Life's
That's
too short.
Pretty cool.
Let me steal a kiss.
You're shocking all these guys all the time.
Yeah, he was shocked.
I wonder how many women do that.
No one.
No one, right?
No one. All my girlfriends are like, you're nuts.
Yeah.
But I never used to be like this. I'm only like this now. Because now I'm like at the point where I'm like, okay, if I've wasted so much time on dudes that have wasted my time,
right.
I'm just going to like move this process along.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's get
See,
to the end
point.
See,
that's what I'm trying to do. And you tell me wait
till
next
weekend. You can't rush the process. Like,
no.
I kissed him and he texted me immediately and was like, I never get nervous.
Uh-huh.
You make me nervous. It's really rare.
Really?
So, I mean, I'm obviously
But
doing,
he liked it?
Yeah.
I mean, that. Be nervous is good for
you. Yeah, like it's a good, okay. like a good, he was like describing a good nervous.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, it's like, I'm also not going to hit him up and be like, so when am I seeing you? Okay, I kissed you.
Right.
You know what my lips taste like? You let me know when you're taking me out.
Right.
When are we going for drinks?
Yeah.
When are you taking me to dinner?
Yeah.
And I'll definitely sleep with him on the first night.
Mm.
Because if sex is bad, I'm out. Imagine waiting like a month, making someone wait for a month and they're trash in bed. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I've wasted too much time on these men. I don't want to do it anymore.
Mm. So you see, things have changed because when I was younger and I met the women that I did meet, it wasn't like you have to wait a long time to see them, you know? I mean, it's like the next day you start talking all the time.
It's like,
and
it's like
connect.
I mean, sometimes it's like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is like that. Sometimes you meet someone and then it's just instantly like,
right.
Okay, so I'll see you on Wednesday.
Right.
You know, like meet him on Monday, see him on Wednesday.
Right.
Leave their house, see him again on Friday.
It's
just,
like it's almost as though I wait for them to fuck up, you know, or to
self sabotage.
Yeah. That's what I do. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
I fucking self sabotage.
You know
all
what I've
time.
Learned?
Even with friends, I do that. I look for like sometimes I just look for a reason to be mad at them. You know? Right?
Yeah. And I notice that you do that, especially with women you talk to.
Really?
Yeah. You always like. Oh, well, this, and I don't really like that. And I'm like, yeah, you're making up excuses to prevent yourself from happiness.
Yeah.
You know what it is? I've been reading a little bit about Taurus, because you're a Taurus as well.
Yeah.
We don't like peace.
Really?
So when things are going well in our lives, we're like, this, something's going down. It can't be going this good. It can't be this real. So we fuck it up.
Wow.
It's always us.
I do need some therapy, man. I haven't been in years, and I think you're right. I'm in my head, and I'm thinking wrong.
Yeah, you gotta go with the flow, and I'm saying it like I know what I'm talking about, but it's only because I usually don't go with the flow,
right.
And I see a lot of my mistakes when you're talking, and I'm like, fuck, I don't want to be like Sam, let alone someone that I was 5 months ago. So I'm just like trying to, and sometimes I catch myself doing what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like self-sabotaging. I know this is going to get this dude to stop talking to me, so let me do it.
Right.
It's almost like I don't want to be in a relationship. And just like that guy the other day, it's like, do we want to be in a relationship?
Yeah.
Is that really what we want?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what I want. I know I want someone to like ask me how my day is going.
Right.
But
exactly.
am I doing that for selfish reasons, or am I doing that because I really want someone at the end of the day?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I can't say that.
Yeah, but for yourself too, you got to ask.
But I think ultimately, you said you're looking for like marriage and stuff, right?
Well, I don't ever want to get married, but I want the ring and I want the promise.
Well, but you're going to have to get married.
No, I don't.
No?
I don't want to get married. I want the party. I want to celebrate the fact we're going to spend our lives together, but we don't need to walk down the aisle to prove that to anybody. Or
you think a guy would be okay with that if he really loved you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And if he's not okay with it, he's not the guy for me.
Right.
Why do you want to? If I don't want to get married, why are you going to pressure me into doing that?
Exactly. Then they'll be with you, period.
Exactly. Like, yeah. I tell men right at the beginning.
So you say it at the beginning.
Yeah, like, okay. I don't know if I want to get married.
Right.
I don't know. I could change my mind.
Okay.
But at this very moment, I feel like I want a man to propose to me in an amazing way.
And give you a baby.
And give me a baby and give me a family. But I don't necessarily think we need to solidify that on paper.
Yeah.
For what? Yeah.
Why not? Because you saw it not work out in your life.
Yeah, and I just don't feel like going through the drama. And then no one wants to pay for the divorce, so we're separated. So when you meet someone, you got to explain that you're fucking separated. And no one wants to pay for the alimony to be the first one to file for divorce. It's like, I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Right.
And I don't have faith in men enough to walk down an aisle with someone who could potentially walk the fuck out of my life. I'm just not doing it.
Yeah, you're right. From your perspective, I can see what you're saying, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, if you meet the right man, there won't be any games there. There won't be any doubt. There won't be anything. If you love someone and he wants to get married, why would you tell him no? You know what I'm saying?
No. After you've been together a few years. And I'm saying that.
Possibly,
I could change my mind. I'm just saying, in this moment, as a single woman, that's my thought process on it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when I was 26, I thought, I'm not getting married till I'm 30. And then I met this woman.
Yeah.
Ended up marrying at 27.
Yeah.
So you never know.
Yeah, you just never know. But that marriage didn't work out for you.
No, it did not.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, yeah, give me the prom. And honestly, at this point, people are like, one of my girlfriends has sex all the time with, different people.
Right.
And she tried to explain to me that sometimes the best relationships start with fun and then others just fail from it.
Right.
And I'm trying to have, more of, like you're saying, you're being a little irrational lately. It's because I think too much about stuff.
Right.
So, even when I'm going on dates, I find myself thinking too much while I'm, dating and doing this and doing that. So I'm like, I just want to fucking have fun. Like, even if I meet a dude today or tomorrow, can we just have fucking fun this summer?
Yeah.
Do we have to, talk about what the fuck we are? Can't we just have fun?
Right, right.
You know?
I don't know.
Maybe something great will turn out of that. Maybe it'll just be a couple months or a couple, a season of fun. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit on the third date and be like, so, what are we now? Because that's what I've been doing, and it just hasn't been working.
Yeah.
I just want to fucking have fun and go to bed smiling and not stress a motherfucker that doesn't call me the next day.
Right.
Fuck you, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had fun with you last night. If you want to see me again, call me. Cool. If you don't, all right, on to the next.
Right.
See, that's why you...
See, I do that in the beginning, though.
Yeah.
I fucking lost out several... You know what? Several times I fucking lost out because I said I'm moving on.
For no reason. You're moving on for literally no reason.
No, just because they didn't... call or text back within a day or two.
That's ridiculous. You know how many sometimes I get, if someone doesn't text me back, I get upset about that.
Right.
But if I don't hear from them for a day or two, it's different. I'm like, okay, whatever. I had some shit going on.
But doesn't it depend on who texted last?
No.
No?
No.
Oh,
I mean, okay. if you texted last something that needed a response.
Right.
Then I would be bothered by that. Okay. But if you texted something like, okay, you guys talked, and then you're like, okay, good night.
Right.
And
no, okay,
you know,
of
and
course.
Then it's like 2 days went by. No, I don't think you should be upset about that. Because when you're in the very beginning, and this is what I'm learning, because I always jump to the very end when I get into relationships, and it sounds like you want to do the same exact thing. Like, I meet this person, I basically just want to be with them, and that's it.
Yeah.
If you don't expect shit, that's when the best stuff happens. Have zero expectations.
Right.
When you meet someone, be like, they're going to do nothing except hang out with me tonight.
And you don't get disappointed and shit.
Exactly.
Because, yeah.
Exactly.
Because you have expectations and you have a certain... But that's the thing. You have certain standards. You want them to be at a certain level that you can relate to them.
Right.
You don't want the game players. You
don't
want this.
Right.
But then, you don't get everybody that you want because you skip... and you move on a lot of them, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man. All right, so maybe I won't drop it then.
No, No, just let it be. Just let it be.
Okay, so how long does it take before you figure they're ghosting you?
A week.
A week?
Yeah, if you don't hear anything in like a week.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you would
like my one night stand after a week, he hit me up and told me he was going out of town and he met someone, but at least he had the decency to hit me with something as opposed to ghosting me. So right. I will, if he ever hits me up, I'll always respond because at least he respected me enough as a person.
Right.
Because he probably thought I was just some hoe that was going to come over and sleep with him and realize I was a decent human being.
Right.
So at least he gave me like an exit. Nothing's worse than someone who doesn't even, who exits stage left and doesn't say shit.
Yeah.
But if you don't hear from like a week, I would say that ship has sailed.
Right.
I feel like no man and no woman, if you vibed and had a good time, should go longer than a week with seeing each other.
Yeah.
Once a week, okay. And then, at least for me, it's got to be once a week. I got to see you.
I don't think that's enough for me.
Well, in the beginning, Sam, it's got to be.
But the beginning, you can't it's going to take more. Fucking forever.
Okay, but that's the fun of it.
You know, what if you don't have sex till the fourth date or whatever?
Okay, oh well.
What? Oh well, I have to wait a fucking month?
Yes.
No, this is wasting my time. I could have been with somebody else in the meantime.
Or that other person could have made you wait.
And maybe did. Maybe they were still with somebody else.
Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, I won't sleep with more than one person at a time. That's what I won't do.
Right. But what I'm saying is maybe they're in the process of either moving on from somebody else.
Right.
Or they already have something and I'm the one that's like the other one that just showed up and they're making a decision too, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, look at me. I'm looking at two, you know? And either way that it goes would be fine. So, but think about it. If they're looking at me the same way,
exactly. So you don't know how many other people they're dating.
Right.
Or talking to.
And I'm competing with.
I mean, I'm not, unless I'm like really, really into a guy and I know he feels the same, I'm going to be talking to anyone who talks to me that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, think about it. I was really into this guy. I thought this one night stand was going to be like a fucking little summer fling. And it was a one night stand. And I'm like, okay, so on to the next. So I'm talking to like two guys right now. Haven't hooked up with either one of them, but I'm going to continue to talk to both of them until I realize who I like.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop my life because I feel like I owe this guy something. What do I fucking owe you? I don't owe you shit.
Well,
facts.
Yeah. No, that's true. You know, I just have different expectations, I guess. Again, we're talking about expectations, but look, I've got some years behind me. Mm-hmm. I know things used to work.
But the things are different now.
People are very busy then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, look, I can understand being busy. I'm very busy as well. But I could always squeeze in something if I really wanted to.
Right.
So you go, okay, so they don't really want to. You're not seeing a burning desire to meet you for the first time or for the second time.
Right.
So the hell with it. But you're right. You know, maybe it needs a little kick in the beginning. You know, kickstart or something to get it going first. And then once you know them, they'll probably want to see you more often too.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's true. Think about it. If I'm looking at two right now, they could be looking at five each right now.
Yeah. Yeah. 110%.
So if I fuck up, they have other options.
My girlfriend literally told me this morning she has so many dudes in her life, she just don't even have time to even stress what one of them is doing. She's like, I'm talking to so many men right now that even if one of them is fucking up, I can't even keep up.
Yeah.
She's like, I just don't. Jeez. And they all are obsessed with her because she ain't stressing them. But they don't know that she ain't stressing them because she got four other dudes.
Exactly.
That are keeping her occupied. Jeez. So...
Can you imagine living with lies like this?
See, fuck, I'm too honest.
Yeah.
I've realized that maybe I'm too honest.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think a lot of men can handle that. But if I meet a guy and I'm sleeping with someone else, I'm going to tell him I'm sleeping with someone else. And I'm going to continue to sleep with him from time to time until I realize what you and me are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to stop my life because I just met a guy. I've done that, and I've been miserable. I've cried myself to sleep over dudes that are pieces of shit.
Okay, so it's pieces of shit, so you made the wrong decision.
No, but
if you find the right one, then...
I think everyone's the right one in the beginning.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm not going to just... But I'll meet a guy, I'll think he's the right one, and then all this time has passed,
right?
And I was loyal to this motherfucker,
right?
When I could have been dating five other dudes at the same time. So yeah, I'm gonna be doing me from here on out.
Yeah.
I might not be doing five at a time, but I will be like talking to other people until some guy's like, "No, I love you. I want to be with you. Stop."
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. I want to be with you too.
Wow. I think we learned a couple things today. You know, self fucking therapy.
Yeah, it was It was a great session.
I know.
I think we needed this.
The blind leading the blind.
two people that have been single forever trying to give advice.
What the fuck? No game. No nothing.
Trying to give each other advice, let alone everyone listening.
Yeah, I hope somebody listening can relate to this. Maybe they can. I don't know. But we're fucking totally lost, man.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for today, folks. Thank you all for listening. Tomorrow's Friday, so we'll see you then. Until then, have a great time, Danny.
Thank you.
Thanks
see you tomorrow.
Again. Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.